Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday broadcast. So good to have you along today. And we're on the subject of dreams this week, emphasizing some of the things that God says about it, giving some illustrations and so forth. Say, if you're new to our broadcast, our channel, thank you for coming by our way and being a part of that. We appreciate the time that you spend together with us. Amen. And if you enjoy the broadcast, please subscribe. It gives us some little extra boost on the internet. Amen. Well, we have been on the subject of dreams for a day or two now, talking about some of the purposes and the history, biblical history, and some natural, physical, current stuff also to show you that God's still doing good things in this hour. I brought it up a couple of days ago that the church that we have been raised in, most of us, if we've been raised in the modern church, doesn't speak of dreams often. It's very rare that someone would give a lesson or a teaching on it. And if we dreamed, most of the time they would say, well, you must have eaten pizza or some hot sauce, and you just had a dream that was wild or crazy. Well, we find out, according to Scripture, that dreams are one of God's ways of speaking to us and communicating to us. Now, when he can't get through to our conscious mind, he'll put us to sleep. And I brought out a day or two ago that dreams are a secondary experience, something like a vision, an open vision in the daytime, and it's on the same level as that. So that if you're not hearing the voice of the Lord while you're awake, you can hear the voice of the Lord while you're asleep. Well, I hear people tell me often, I don't dream. I've never dreamed. Well, scientists now tell us, those ones that investigate dreams and dreamers and so forth, that we all of us dream 4 or 5 times a night. We just don't remember it. We don't think it's happening because it's not identifiable. So my encouragement to you, according to Scripture, is that you would lean into it and honor it and believe it. And if you do, God will begin to use that as one of the vehicles to speak to you. In Job 33, we've taught a little bit on that God speaks in many ways, it says. And he'll speak to you at one time, 2 times, 3 times. And one of the ways is dreams. So I want to just continue on today, give some more targeted insight, little encouragement along the way. I would again encourage you, if you do dream, when you dream, put it that way, when you dream, make a note of it. When you wake up, make a note of what you saw or heard or thought in the night. And you'll find that God will begin to emphasize and magnify your dreams. And you'll begin to see some of the hand of God in your life in a different way. Psalms 17:3, David says that you visit me in the night and you examine my heart. So we find that one of the things that dreams do is examine us, and dreams can bring a correction. It can bring a conviction, which is a form of God dealing with us to bring us to wholeness and repentance or forgiveness. So dreams can also give us guidance and so forth. The Genesis 46:2, God speaking to Jacob, The story here is that Joseph, the son who was lost, thrown in a pit, lied about being killed and murdered. He was Jacob's youngest son at that time until Benjamin came along. And he was sold into slavery, went through Potiphar's house, into jail, out of jail, ended up in Pharaoh's court. And at this junction in Genesis, he is the second in command of Egypt under Pharaoh, because he had the great vision from God that they should save back wheat and food and corn and whatever they could save in granaries. So Joseph built granaries all over Egypt, because there was going to be 6 fat years and then a lean year was coming, a famine. And it was at this time that Joseph's brothers went to Egypt to get food. That's where the food was. And when they came into Joseph's court, he recognized them. They didn't recognize him. And the reunion happened. They were brought back together. And then Pharaoh sent wagons back to bring Israel back, all of the grandkids, all of the food, the treasures and the cattle, all they had. And it was at this time that Israel was suspicious of Pharaoh. And so it says here in this verse that God visited him, second verse, and God spoke to Israel in visions of the night, that's dreams, and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am the God of your fathers. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation." Now notice that in the dream, Jacob answered God, and in the dream, God made a covenant. And it was in the night vision, in a dream, that this great decision was made for Israel to take all of the bloodline down into Egypt, where they were preserved. You see, Egypt started out as a preservation and a salvation. It ended up as a bondage because they stayed too long. They were there 400 years. That's a long time. It was meant to be a stopping point to Canaan, but somewhere along the way they got settled. Somewhere along the way they got, as the scripture says, at ease in Zion. Now, just a point of truth here. It's a good point also that when God takes you or does something for you, don't park there and consider this to be the last thing God's ever going to do. So you grasp onto it and you hold it and you don't let it go. And the thing that saved you provided a miracle supply or a port in the storm, some place to get you out of the storm for a season so God could do a readjustment. But we take that and we try to hold on to it. It becomes our security blanket. And we miss the next step. So here Israel started out in Egypt as a salvation point. It saved their bacon, as we say. I'm not from the South, but somewhere in the South, they probably say that. So a night vision was the key turning point for Jacob. If he hadn't have gotten that nudge from the Lord. Now, this is the same experience that Joseph, Jesus's stepfather, Mary and Joseph, had the dream to go to Egypt, escape, get out of Dodge, get out of Jerusalem, go to Egypt or Bethlehem, go to go to Egypt. Now, it was in a night dream. It was in a night vision or a dream in the night that God spoke to him, to Joseph. And again, in the dream, God was able to get through to him. So why do we dream? Because God ordained it. God made it that way. Dreams are a way of going into the presence of the Lord without the hesitation and the blockage of the mind, where our mind says, oh, that's weird. Our soul and our spirit says, I'm going in. Dreams come. So we have brought up a lot of thoughts about that, and we'll continue on. I've got a couple of verses I wanted to just go over for a moment on this Wednesday broadcast. It's important that we believe. If you believe, you shall receive. If you're skeptical, you'll hold back and you'll miss the good things of God. If you believe, you shall receive. I've preached in thousands of churches, or I should say services in many churches, hundreds. And I have noticed something, that is, there's a dynamic in every church service in the way people sit. And the ones that are cautious or not engaged or are afraid, fearful, they sit further back. The ones that are hungry and the ones that want to come into God sit further forward. You say, well, I thought God was everywhere in the building. But it's attitude and it's faith. It's pressing in. The woman with the issue of blood pressed in, took the hem of his garment, touched the teacher. That's what they considered him, the teacher. He was a prophet or a teacher. Didn't know he was the Christ at that time, but she had the audacity and the boldness to come in. So when you lean in, press in, and push yourself forward, you're going to find something you'll never find on the back row. And I've also noticed in church, if someone's getting a spirit of unforgiveness, getting an attitude toward leadership, they start moving back. Ones that were on the second, third, and fourth row are now on the fifth and sixth and eighth row and in the back. And then it's only a step out before they go out the door. Attitude. If we have an attitude that's hungry, we go forward. If we have an attitude that's skeptical or fearful, we pull back. So I encourage you, be hungry for the things of the Lord, which in this week's discussion are dreams. Dreams that help us be open to the Lord. Amen. So night visions. Genesis 42, 46 and 2, and God spoke to Jacob in the night. In Job 4 and 13, in thoughts, he says, in thoughts from visions of the night. So visions of the night came to Job, and he thought about it, and he meditated upon it. And out of those thoughts came change or commitment or belief out of the thoughts of the night. It's really important. 33 and 15, it says, when deep sleep falls on men, when deep sleep falls on men, God speaks to them in the night. So, how about it? You ready to go to sleep? It's too early in the morning for that. Nap time's coming. Not too much into the afternoon. We can take an excuse. Now, I've often, in meditation time, gone to sleep. Sometimes because it was nap time, so my meditation turned into a nap. But I didn't step out of the presence of the Lord, and in the nap, I had a visitation of God in a nap vision, night vision, sleep vision, dream. And in that dream, then, I was in the presence of the Lord. So be encouraged when you climb into your bed at night. Be sensitive about turning yourself over to the hand of God, to the voice of God, and invite the Holy Spirit, the angels, and God, Jesus Christ, all those things work as one. Invite them to speak to you, to lead you, to give you revelation, to give you insight in visions of the night. So dream a dream with me. Let's see what God's got for us in the days to come. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me today. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. It's a big help to us. Also, share this broadcast with your friends. Send me a note, make a comment, and give me a thumbs up on Facebook and so forth. If God's nudging you to send us a gift, thank you so much. God bless you. Such a great, great help to us. Gives us gas in the tank. Amen. Don't forget, we will be here in the morning, and we're on the thoughts and the discussions of dreams. I want to tell you about a dream I had tomorrow and use that as a pattern for understanding some of the things that God's doing in our lives. Amen. Until tomorrow. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance be on you all the days of your life, in Jesus' name.